I always want to talk to you. No matter what time it is, where I am, or what I'm doing, I drop everything that I'm doing just to have a conversation with you. Why? Simply because I love talking to you. I love how we talk about the most random topics. I love how we lose track of time. A simple phone call during the day can make me smile throughout the whole day. I know it sounds rather silly, but it's true. You're on my mind all the time. That is a bit of a prose or a bit of a poem written by somebody who's obviously in love. And I read something recently that said Christianity is impossible if you are not in love. And I would love to turn that around a little bit. And if I read this poem again, would you be able to say the same thing with Jesus in mind? Is this how you feel and are in love with Jesus? I want to always talk to you, no matter what time it is, where I am, or what I'm doing. I drop whatever I'm doing just to have conversation with you. Why? Simply because I love talking to you. I love how we talk about the most random topics. I love how we lose track of time, and that a simple call from you can make me smile throughout the day. I know it sounds silly, but it's true. You're on my mind all the time. And that is for my own self and for all of us. Is that how we can talk to Jesus? Is he the first thing on our mind in the morning when we wake up? Is he the last thing on our mind in the evenings when we go to bed? Is he the one that has captured our heart? Is he the one who our thoughts are diverted to? And just to encourage us to fall more and more in love with Jesus, more and more. And that as we fall in love with him, and as he's the one that has our undivided attention and the devotion of our heart, that we could share that with others around us who desperately, desperately need love and hope and peace in a very difficult time. And I just want to end with Luke 10, where it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." So I pray that as you go into the days and the weeks and the months ahead, that you will fall more in love with Jesus, because remember, Christianity is impossible if we are not in love. So go well. God bless you. This is Dawn here, and have a beautiful day.